B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The verdict, not guilty for a crash that killed 7 bikers, a police investigation currently underway in Braintree, and a brawl on the Block Island Ferry. In the juice, Megan Thee Stallion's boyfriend has some words for The Rock, and Rick Ross needs someone to feed his lions. Leroy has sports.
Yeah, I'm starting to think pitcher Chris Sale is cursed. Plus, the landscape in the world of tennis is really about to change.
But first, a jury has found Volodymyr Zhukovsky not guilty on all counts in a 2019 crash that killed 7 motorcyclists in New Hampshire. Zhukovsky was found not guilty of negligent homicide, manslaughter, and reckless operation in the June 2019 crash on Route 2 in Randolph, New Hampshire. The defense had argued that some of the members of the Jarheads Motorcycle Club had inconsistencies in their testimony, including how much they had been drinking that day, and that at least one victim was drunk and veered into the path of Zhukovsky's truck. A police investigation underway at a hotel in Braintree. Police were called at 11:15 last night to the Residence Inn on Forbes Road, where two areas have been blocked off with crime scene tape. Officers were seen going in and out of the hotel looking for evidence, and a car was towed from the area early this morning. No other information has been made available. And police arrested 7 people after a brawl broke out on the Block Island Ferry Monday night. The fight started at Ballard's Beach Resort on Block Island, where a reggae festival was taking place, and it continued on the ferry, which was said to be added to the schedule late in the day due to overcrowding on the island. 2 people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Are we supposed to be happy right now? You know, it's summer, it's hot. Well, yeah, not
some
today.
People just can't handle their liquor. You know what it is? On extra hot days, you drink extra, and then it just, like, it comes on you, you know.
And you just start fighting people?
Apparently in salmon shorts on a ferry.
In the juice, the tattoo artist who did Drake's dad's horrible tattoo of his face is pissed. Money Mike says it's not his fault the tat was horrible, adding that Drake's father was in so much pain he begged him to finish it quickly. He also threw in a little jab at Drake that he did the tat for free, even though he's not a fan of Drake's music. And he's also calling out Drake, saying that he broke the unspoken rule in the tattoo game to not go over someone else's work, because apparently Drake's father went somewhere else and they, quote unquote, fixed it.
Yeah, because the work was trash. Get out of here with that nonsense.
I mean, hey, listen.
Listen, nothing.
You don't,
that was trash.
You don't believe that Drake's dad was a little, you know.
Yeah,
oh,
no, I believe
can
it
you
was.
Hurry and finish?
It was a 2-man job. It was a team effort of suckiness. It was part Drake's dad. It was part tattoo artist.
Megan Thee Stallion's boyfriend, Partisan Fontaine, had some choice words for The Rock after he'd said in an interview that if he wanted to become a celebrity pet, he'd want to be Megan Thee Stallion's. And Partisan commented on the story on Instagram, "Just teach your wife to use seasoning. You'll be all right. Moana is the ish, though." And apparently people took that the wrong way, started creating a beef between the two, so he deleted the comment. And then Partisan tweeted yesterday that the joke was in very poor taste, and that of all the things to be worried about, y'all think I'm mad at The Rock? And Rick Ross is looking for someone to feed his lions.
That's our tiger.
Remember back in May?
Rick Exotic is his name.
Rick had announced back in May that he was going to be getting more pets to add to his promised land. Remember that?
Nicholas, you want some big cat at the promised lines? They are ready for you. The big cat, they are ready.
Well, he's asking one of his 15 million plus followers to feed them. Now, he didn't say when the lions would be getting there, but for now, if you're interested, you can go to Rick Ross's Instagram page for more information.
Can he give how much he's going to pay?
Nope.
What's the?
I'm broke-ish.
Yeah, no details.
Benefits?
Nothing. Nope.
I'm broke-ish.
He didn't even say how to contact him if you're interested, so, you know.
It's his Instagram page.
I know. Send him a DM. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, a lot happened in the world of baseball yesterday.
Oh,
first and foremost, Red Sox ace Chris Sale. Now, think about it. It took him a while to get back on the field this season after some rib issues. He gets back, then he fractured his pinky. He was working to come back from that, and now he's done for the season because he broke his wrist falling off a bike. Now, the details are very iffy, and that's why some people are saying he's lying. Supposedly, he had finished throwing at BC, got on a bike to go get some lunch, and then took a spill, took a dip.
Do we all believe this story?
Yes, I do, because he sucks. And no matter what, he is like wet Kleenex, no matter what he does. And you know what? He probably got on that bike with like elbow pads and a helmet and all that stuff, but yet he still somehow destroyed himself.
Everyone is so mad at him. Like, dude, come on. You, between Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, you know how many places can deliver you food?
He probably had training wheels on a bike.
No, seriously. Nobody. Listen, Leroy, I know what you're going to say. The dude is injury prone. When you're injury prone, the last thing you're going to do is get on a bike and for anything, for any reason, especially in a crowded Boston area. Don't do it. You're getting paid how much money? Millions and millions and millions of dollars. Stay off the bike.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know.
It's obvious that Chris Sale hates his job. I mean, this is his theme song.
I don't want to go to work.
Hello, yeah, I broke my wrist.
No.
What was I doing? Riding a bike.
No. The video from inside the Woo Sox clubhouse proves that he likes his job. I just think that he...
Because he threw a couple of coolers against the wall.
Broke a TV.
Because he got mad because he sucks. He is the biggest waste of money in the history of the Red Sox.
How about the history of Boston sports? What do you think?
No, don't do that.
No, I'm asking. I'm not saying. What do you guys think?
I'll just say Albert Haynesworth. Go look him up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember Albert Haynesworth.
Before Chris Sale, I would say it was J.D. Drew. But at least J.D. Drew hit that one grand slam in the playoffs. Remember that? Remember that?
Vaguely, yes.
Yeah, look it up. It's the only good thing he ever did for the Red Sox.
Wow.
What has Chris Sale done? He was on a team that won a championship. He barely contributed.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyways, the Red Sox on the field last night. Lost to the Braves in extra innings, 9-7. At the Pittsburgh Pirates game, a player's cell phone came out his pocket while he was sliding to third base. We got to do better. We're too addicted. In tennis, Serena Williams announced that she's retiring after this year's U.S. Open. She wants to focus on family and specifically having more kids. In the Vogue article where she announced it, she mentions how she overheard her daughter wish to be a bigger sister. Wow. And former NFL running back Marshawn Lynch was arrested for DUI in Vegas. When they arrested him, his car had a flat and one tire was completely missing. Y'all got to stop. No more drinking and driving. It's terrible. Stop it. Sox Braves tonight at 7:10, and that's just sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. A scary moment ended with an amazing display of sportsmanship yesterday after a wild pitch at a Little League World Series qualifier hit a batter in the head. Now, the incident occurred during the first inning of the Southwest Region Championship between Texas East and Oklahoma, with a spot in the Little League World Series at stake. With two men on and two outs, Texas East pitcher Caden Shelton threw an 0-2 fastball that struck Oklahoma's Isaiah Jarvis in the head. Now, the pitch knocked Jarvis's helmet off, and he immediately fell to the ground clutching his head. Jarvis did escape injury and was eventually able to get up and take first base on his own. Meanwhile, though, Shelton was visibly upset about the pitch, and he looked down at the mound in tears as Jarvis took first. Jarvis saw that Shelton was upset and walked over to the mound to console him and gave him a hug and said, "Hey, you're doing just great. Let's go." And the moment drew a standing ovation from the Waco, Texas crowd. Oh, and Texas East ended up winning the game 9-4. And that's your good news made hot by Project Bread, breaking the cycle of hunger.
If that was Chris Sale, somehow he would have gotten a concussion, even though he hit the other guy in the head.
Yeah, you can get him out. Yeah, get him out.
Oh my
get him
God.
The hell out of here. Get him out of here. Get out. Get him out of here.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.